Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 8th of August, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today, we're in Psalm 132, verse 8. It reads, "Arise, O Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might." A psalm celebrating the temple, psalm celebrating the ark, actually a psalm celebrating what it means to worship God, to give him the kind of respect and awe that he deserves. "Arise, O Lord," are the first three words of this verse, and it was the phrase spoken, perhaps shouted more, when the ark set out in the time of Moses, Numbers 10, verse 35. Whenever the ark set out, Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, may your foes flee before you." The ark had led the people in the wilderness. It found them resting places, Numbers 10, verse 33. They set out from the mountain of the Lord, traveled for 3 days. The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place of rest. It was with them on their pilgrimage to the promised land. It came home at the end of its pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And it had been lost, of course, as we talked about in the previous podcast, but was brought back to its proper place in Jerusalem. And the present-day pilgrim, on his way up to Jerusalem with his brothers to celebrate at a great feast, was reminded of this. And it inspired him on his way up to Jerusalem. He and his fellow pilgrims were retracing the steps of the ark. And we, as Christians, in a sense, are doing likewise. The ark was an amazing construct about, according to Peterson in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, about 45 inches long, 27 inches broad, 27 inches deep, constructed of wood, covered with gold, its lid of solid gold, called the mercy seat. Two cherubim, angel-like figures at either end, framed the space around the central mercy seat from which God's word was heard. It had been made under the supervision of Moses, Exodus 25, a symbol of God's presence among his people. It had accompanied them through Sinai, the wilderness wanderings, kept at Shiloh from the time of the conquest. It had been captured by the enemy Philistines, trophy of war, until it became a problem to them, which is the story is told in 1 Samuel 4, 5, 6, and 7, those chapters. Eventually returned to Jerusalem, to Israel rather, to the village of Kiriath Jearim, we talked about yesterday or the last podcast, where it rested until David took it to its place of honour, and then it became enshrined in Solomon's temple. What a significant thing in the history of Israel. Perhaps a great Bible study would be to trace the history of the ark. It symbolized God's presence with his people. As Peterson says, the history of the ark was, for the Hebrews, a kind of theological handbook. One of the great, the most important things about the ark was that it symbolized God's presence, but it also was not something that could be used. And we see that as we study 1 Samuel 4, 5, 6, and 7. Have a look at that. God will not be used. He will be with his people, but he is holy, sovereign, and other. Those pilgrims weren't the first nor the last to tread a path of obedience to the temple, the path the ark itself had traveled. And we also, as people of faith, are part of obedience history. And this makes our faith richer and our resources deeper to face our lives today. As Peterson says in his book, a Christian who has David in his bones, Jeremiah in his bloodstream, Paul in his fingertips, and Christ in his heart will know how much and how little value to put on his own momentary feelings and the experiences of the past week. The history of the ark was over many, many years, and the history of our faith obedience is over many years. And we know that we have the presence of God in us, personally, in the new covenant, in a way that is symbolized by the ark, but which is so much richer for us. In our troubles today, we know we have God's presence. Let's not make light of it. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to verse 9. Until then, if you want to know more about church work, it's nwlcc.org. If you could go to iTunes and give some stars to this podcast, I'd be grateful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.